Get involved in community service. Become an active member of a service organization or church group. Our community is a great place to live. All of us at Frontier Bank are working together to create a powerful force for the good of the community. There's no greater gift than a gift of giving.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Falls City.
Did you know that martial arts aren't just for kids? At Heller Martial Arts, we have classes for all ages and abilities. Kickboxing is a fun and unique workout. You can learn to protect yourself and your family with our Krav Maga self-defense program. You can start either course at any time, and the first class is free. No experience is needed. Call to find out more, 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts in Fall City, 402-380-3383.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Are you tired of one-size-fits-all insurance? Become a champion of choice with an independent insurance agent. We're not tied to one company. At SVS Insurance Agency, we shop a variety of options to find the coverage that suits you. Experience the freedom of tailored insurance solutions, personalized service, and unwavering support. Choose SVS today. Your coverage, your way. Call us and let us navigate the insurance maze for you.
SVS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
It's time for the boys' action to get underway here tonight on Sunny 101.3. Fall City Cigar, visiting the Auburn Bulldogs. And Auburn, in the Omaha World Herald today, ranked number one in Class C1, Nebraska's third largest class. Fall City Cigar this week ranked number seven in Class D2, which is Nebraska's smallest of the six classes. Irish are 7-5, Auburn 10-0. Every year somebody will ask me this question. We've been carrying the State Art Auburn matchups for a number of years now since they started playing. Why in the world does a D2 team like Ball City State Art play a C1 school like Auburn? And why would Auburn want to do that? Because for Auburn, you look at it and go, well, it's a no-win situation. They lose to a Class D2 school. That really hurts them. And for State Art, if you lose to a Class C1 school, well, there's no shame in that. And if you beat them, it gives you a big boost. Well, I've asked both coaches that over the years, Jim Weeks for Auburn, and now co-coach Jackson Weeks, and of course, St. Hart coach Doug Goltz. You know, between them, they have about 1,200 basketball victories between the two of them. They've got, I think, 13, 14 state titles between them. Obviously, two Hall of Fame coaches in Nebraska high school basketball. And Coach Weeks maybe gave me the best answer. He said, I want to play Sacred Heart because they do things the right way. They're fundamentally sound. They play hard. And they're well coached. He said, it doesn't do me any good to go out and beat a team 100-20. I'd rather play a team, even if they're smaller, in his class, and get a good game that's fundamentally sound. And Doug Gold says basically the same thing. He said, Auburn's a good team. We want to play good competition to get better for the end of the season. Win or lose, it helps our program get better playing a school like Auburn. And Coach Weeks kind of identified that. He says, yeah, he says, they're so well coached, and they've always been so good. He said, we get better playing Sacred Heart. That's why they play every year, because of that. And this year, well, as I said, Auburn ranked number one in C1, Sacred number seven in D2. The two teams are warm up. We're going to take a 2-minute timeout. Be back. I'll give you a quick look at the starting lineups, and then we'll tip it off for the boys' game on Sunny 101.3.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Bruna Implement Company has been family-owned for three generations. As your area Case IH dealer, we take pride in servicing all our customers. So whether you're looking for a Case IH Axial Flow Combine that leads the industry in productivity, or the Case IH Magnum Tractor built to fit the way you farm, for the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there's only one. Bruna Implement Company, since 1947.
People you can count on. Bruna Implement Company.
January is designated as National Blood Donor Month, a time when the need for blood donations is particularly crucial. As winter proves to be a challenging season for blood collection, we at Nemaha County Hospital urge you to consider the significance of becoming a blood or plasma donor. Your act of generosity has the power to save lives within our community. For additional information on how to become a blood donor, please visit nemahacountyhospital.com.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3.
And we're ready to go here. The introductions are beginning now. Say, our Coach Doug Gold, he'll go with 5'11 sophomore Cole Tab, 6'2 senior Jack Stice, 5'9 sophomore Brendan Lemeron, the guard, 6'4 senior Joe Simon, and 6'1 senior James Brussel, starting five tonight for Ball City Sacred Heart. For coaches Jim and Jackson Weeks, starting five tonight, 5'10 sophomore Brendan Wenzel, 6'1 junior Cameron Wesley, 5'10 senior Mav Binder, 6'2 senior Peyton Bowden, and 6'3 junior Nixon Liguori. Brent Wendell, Cameron Wesley, Matt Binder, Peyton Bowden, and Nixon Liguori. You're starting five tonight for the Auburn Bulldogs. My first look at the Bulldogs tonight for this season. Haven't seen them play in person yet. We know they're good. Pretty good matchup. The Irish, pair of sophomore guards in the backcourt. Be interesting to see how Auburn attacks them. And we should be ready to go. The Irish are out there. Joe Simon steps into the center circle. He's going to jump it up. The Irish will go right to left toward the east bucket here in the first half tonight. Simon will jump it up in there against Cameron Leslie, a 6'1 junior. Referee steps in, ready to roll. And Auburn will end up with the tip. It'll be a Matt Binder. Binder surpassed 1,000 points in his career here recently for the Bulldogs. He can light it up from the outside and the inside. Auburn takes it into the paint. Spin around, head and shoulder fake, and a bucket up and good for Cameron Wesley. Auburn takes the early lead, 2-0. The Irish in the front court, Simon with him. On the left side against the man-to-man defense, he'll get the ball off there now to Lemeron. Lemeron guarded there by Binder. Now he'll hand it off to Cole Taft. Cross court, Binder knocks it loose. It goes right back to Taft. He'll throw it underneath. Now back out. Brushel for three on the rim. No, went up, hit the strap support above the rim. So it will go to Auburn in that situation. 2-0 Bulldogs. Binder will bring it up the floor. Up the floor he goes. Leslie with it. Right back to Binder. Drives the baseline underneath Leslie. And he got bumped by Freshel. And it's going to be a foul on the Sacred Heart senior. I said earlier I wasn't going to guess anymore tonight, but I think I will. This one is pretty obvious. Russia with the foul, first of the ball game, inbounding for the baseline, Peyton Bowden. Bowden looking, comes out top to Brenton Wenzel. Wenzel grabs it, now off to Binder. Binder with the basketball, throws it underneath to Peyton Bowden. Up, blocked by Simon, and the loose ball picked up by Sacred Heart Jack Stice. Stice coming to the front court. Off the left side and down the lane, Freshel up, and he got the hop on the rim, and Freshel ties the ball game up at two apiece. Minute and a half gone by, Binder around Stice, going to the hole, stripped of the basketball. No, he got fouled. Well, he gets stripped of the ball, but he got fouled on the way by, and the foul is going to be on Simon. Joe Simon picks up his first foul, second team foul on the Irish here in quarter number one. The Irish can't have him in any foul trouble in this game. He's sitting down. They got big problems. Binder, the free throw. Oh, there's a rare miss for Binder. He's an excellent free throw shooter. 2-2, looking for the lead for Auburn again. Up and rattles and goes. Binder puts the Bulldogs ahead 3-2. To the front court comes Stice with the basketball. Out top to Simon, guarded by Leslie. Simon into the paint. Out to Stice, left side wing. Back it goes. Tap to Freshel. Works in toward the paint, spins off to Simon. Simon moving in, and he got a push foul on Cameron Leslie. His first team foul, number one, against the Bulldogs. Simon will trigger from the baseline underneath his own bucket. Sayar lines up side to side along the baseline all the way from one side of the court to the other. And the inbound comes into space. Senior guard picked up his dribble. Needs help. Away to Simon on the right side. Simon dribbles. Drives into the baseline. Back out it goes. Three ball. Limeron buries it from the right side. Brendan Limeron with a triple. And the Irish lead it now 5-3. Limeron with a three-pointer. Here comes Binder the other way. Working against Stice. Throw underneath to Bowden. Bowden gets two men on the air. Missed it. Rebound. Scramble for it. Picked up by the Irish by Taft. Simon ends up on the deck. Out of the front court now to Cole Taft on the left side. Taft giving up some size there to Nixon Liguori, who's 6'3". Taft dribbles out top, over, and goes right out of his lever on now to Taft. And mixes up a 3 and a 13. Inside, Stice, spin around, right block, good. Jack Stice puts the Irish ahead 7-3. 5:08 to go in period number one. To the front of the right side, Liguori with it. Liguori drives in. And a blocking foul going to be called here. I believe on Fresh, if it is, that's going to be number two. We'll see here. It is. James picks up his second personal. Team foul number two. Out of the game for the Bulldogs goes Cameron Leslie. He's replaced in there by Lance Binder, a 6-foot junior. Doug Gold's going to leave Schlin there and tell you, you got to be careful. You already got two fouls. One more and you're automatically going to be to the bench for a while. Binder for three from the top. No. Rebound tipped around. It's brought down by Binder. He fell off balance. Loose ball. Fresh will dive into the loose ball in the backcourt. Actually, front court for the Irish. Now back to Binder over to Liguori for three, and it's blocked by Stice, and he got him on the wrist. Doug Gold standing right beside him. Did not like that call at all. Coach Goltz does not show a lot of emotion. And he says, how in the world did that ball go straight up if he blocked him or he got him on the arm? So the foul on Stice, his first, fourth team foul on the Irish. Free throw for Nixon Liguori off the mark, no good. He's shooting three here. Second on the way up, bounces off, no good. Remains 7-3. Out goes Binder, Lance Binder. And back in the lineup, Cameron Leslie. Liguri, free throw, rattles off, no good. Stice grabs the rebound and over at the line for Nixon Liguri. Stice up the floor on the right side, out to Lemeron. He's guarded by Wenzel, and a push foul on Brenton Wenzel as Lemeron started to make a move to the right side. Second team foul, and inbound it will be Cole Tapp. Lemeron comes off the bottom, down near the baseline, comes out top, gets the ball between the rings. Tapp for three on the rim, won't go. Rebound picked off there by Wenzel. Wenzel, the Mav binder, senior, in the paint, all the way in. Stops, fall away, jumper, up and good. Binder with his first field goal makes it 7-5, take it hard. Simon will bring it up for the Irish now. 6'4 senior, off it goes to Lemeron. Lemeron had it knocked away, loose ball, and Auburn gets the steal. Throw it ahead to Leslie. Couldn't get to it fast enough. Runs it down now out to Binder for three. It's on the rim. It won't go. Rebound brought by Simon. Joe Simon with the board. And now Stice will bring it up. 3:34 to go in the first quarter. 7-5, Sacred Heart. Stice, long three on the rim. Won't go. Rebound grabbed up by Peyton Bowden. Binder up the floor. Left side, Wenzel. Free throw line spins, knocked loose by Simon. Inside, scooping it up under Simon is Cameron Leslie. That was a nice move. And we are tied at 7. 7-7. 3:03 to go in the first. Stice, guarded by Binder now. Off to Simon, out top between the circles. Joe working his way down for the baseline. Back out, Taft to Freshel. Freshel, head and shoulder feet. Now Simon down the lane he goes, and a blocking foul called on Auburn on Nixon Liguri. Liguri picks up his first foul, team number three of the quarter. Four on the Irish, three on Auburn here. Threshold checks out for Sacred Heart, replaced the lineup now by Cooper Kanabe, the 6'2 sophomore. Three ball on the inbound left side, Cole tapped on the baseline. And the Irish are up 10-7. Half with the triple. The other end, Binder, gives it off to Leslie. Back to Binder. Binder down the lane, kicks out left side, three ball up and down. Out of that left side, Brett Wenzel answers, and we're tied at 10 here in quarter number one. 2:46 to go. Third tie the first period. Broadcast on the World Wide Web at MSCSports.net and on Auburn's Strive channel. You can watch and listen tonight. Stice for three from the top. New rebound brought down by Wenzel. He'll give it to Binder to the top of the key. Keeps the dribble. Down in the paint. Back out Liguri looking for the lead of the Bulldogs. Liguri down about the right side for Leslie. And double dribble. He dropped the ball and got called for double dribble. I kind of chuckled myself. I look down, I see two Leslies, right? One Leslie on the scorecard, and he's under 6'7 or 6'8. You never hear time see Auburn and see somebody named Leslie. It's only 6'7 or 6'8. Cameron's only 6'1. Maybe he'll grow 6 or 7 inches in next year. Here's a scoop up, no good by Taft, but he's fouled, and will go to the line to shoot two. Bulldog foul this time going to be called on number five, Peyton Bowden, for team fouls. And at the line, Cole Taft, Sacred Heart's first trip to the line. It's up and front edge, no good. Short. 2:02 to play in the first period. Second free throw coming here. Ready for Cole Taft. It's up and it's good. And the Irish are up 11-10. Taft checks out of the game for Sacred Heart. Kyle Sipple, a 5'10 sophomore, enters the contest for the Irish. Up the floor, Mav Binder moves around a pick to the right side. Guarded there by Sipple. Big experience difference there. Binder from the top for three, short, no good. Rebound, and oh my. A rebound brought down by Leslie, and that's fine. Now, they're going to call a foul on Sacred Heart. If they call it that close all night, we'll be here till about half past midnight. That's now on Kyle Sipple, his first team foul number five. Was there contact? Yes. Was there a lot of contact? No. A lot of times that one doesn't get whistled. Was it a foul? Yeah, probably so. Free throw on the way for Leslie. No good. He'll get another one. Cameron, 6'1", junior, ready. Minute 42 to go in the first. On the way up, and good. And we are all knotted up at 11. Fourth tie of period number one. Lance Binder back in for the Bulldogs now. Sitting down again will be Leslie. Simon gets the ball into the backcourt, and it's Lemeron up the floor, now crosses to the front, guarded there by Wenzel. Right side to Kanabi. Kanabi holding it, gets the ball down low, knocked away. Binder picks it up, steals it for Auburn. Auburn looking for the lead, and all the way in. Binder up and down on a blocking foul. Another foul on Sacred Heart. Binder forcing his way in there, has five, and he'll go to the line to try to make it a three-point play here for the Bulldogs. We have our second lead change of the first quarter. The foul on Lemeron for the Irish. Binder ready. Free throw up and rattle that one home. And now the Bulldogs have a 14-11 lead up by three. Minute 20 to go. Period number one in Auburn. Jack Stice to the front court. Has 2 points, dribbles, gets the ball down to Taft. Three ball for the lefty. Short, no good. Rebound picked off by Leslie again. Leslie will get the ball up the floor. Now Binder around Kanabi. Drives in, pulls up off the glass short, but a whistle and a foul. And Jack Stice going to be called for his second foul. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 fouls on the Irish here already in this first quarter. Binder at the line, 2 out of 3 at the line, has 6 points. Sets himself up, and it's up, it's good. Now, 15-11, Auburn. Stice goes out with the two fouls. Sipple, Kanabi, Simon, Taft, and Lemeron, the Irish lineup. Free throws is good again. So Binder's now made 4 in a row after he missed the first one. And it's 16-11, Auburn, 61 seconds to go in the first quarter. Simon looks full court pressure. Got to get it in, and he does. Just for no timeout, Irish. Doug Gould took the timeout to save the possession. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
16-11, Auburn with the lead with a minute to go. The Irish didn't get that ball in. They took a second off the clock. It was 101 after the main free throw. The Irish threw it in. They started the clock. They time out. But now it comes into Simon from Kanabi. Not that 1 second will make a difference, probably, but it could. And now a hand-checking foul called on Auburn. Now Jim Weeks looks up to his player and says, well, why are you doing that? The foul on Lance Binder, his first. And that puts Auburn over the limit and the Irish into the bonus. Joe Simon at the line to shoot two. Say Hart 1 for 2 at the free throw line of the game. Coach Jim Weeks calls the official over, has a word for him. 16-12 is a free throw is good for the Irish senior. Sets himself up. Binder out, back in is Cameron Leslie for Auburn. Free throw up and good again. And it's 16-13. I think these three referees have worked all four games. I think They played a two-quarter JV girls game, a four-quarter JV boys, and now the two varsity games. These are the same referees we've had the whole day. Binder spins into the middle for two in the paint. He's got 10, and is now 18-13. To the right side, inside Simon, it goes from Taft, and a strong move to the basket on the right side. Simon with his first field goal, and it's 18-15 for Auburn. 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Binder crosses midcourt with a dribble, says one. They spread the floor, three players on the baseline down low, now all four, a little 1-4 low here. Binder waiting. Right side, and a three-pointer from the right corner is up and good for Nixon Liguori. His first points of the ball game, 21-15. Auburn, now we got a stop to play. 1.7 left, okay. Into Simon, he'll fire it, and no good. After one, it's the Auburn Bulldog boys, 21, and the Sacred Heart boys, 15. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Right now, new and current customers can get any phone for free at U.S. Cellular, so you can connect with all your family members this holiday season. You can even call your aunt, who always makes you talk to your cousin, who's a dog. Or, you know, maybe just send her a festive text. Get the gift of connection at U.S. Cellular. Get any phone free today. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Visit your U.S. Cellular authorized agent, A1 Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn.
This is Sunny 101.3.
About ready to get back to action here. Looking at the free throws, 3, 4, 5. Five made for Auburn. The ball comes in. Simon back to Stice in the front court now. Auburn went 5 for 10 of the line in the first quarter. To the front court we go. Simon with the basketball. Out on the right side, comes across, gives the ball up to Stice. Jack against the man-to-man defense. Used up his dribble, now to Freshland. The game with two fouls here. Into the paint, spins up, and got her over the front edge. Special with his second hoop, and it's 21-17, Auburn to the lead. Binder off to Wenzel. Wenzel spins into the lane, scoop with the right hand on the left side. Up and good. So here we come back the other way. Irish ball. Front court with it. Lemron. Cross court. Left side. Simon between the circles. Man-to-man defense by the Bulldogs on the left side. Tap into Simon. He got attacked and fouled. A couple of players came in slapping at that basketball. And who are they going to call it on? I think they got a pick-em situation here. Somebody with a two. Again, we're on the other side of the scores table. Nixon Liguori with a foul, his second, first foul of the quarter. Ball comes into Fresh on the left sideline. Dribbling up, hands it off, and it's Taft for three. Too strong, weak side rebound brought down by the Irish by Stice, and an offensive foul. Simon took the pass, drove in on the right side down the lane. And he made the bucket, but he gets called for the offensive foul. That will be his second foul of the game. 6-point Auburn advantage. Up the floor comes Nav Binder, the senior guard. Looks off the left side there. Peyton Bowden, no, that's two, not five. That's Cameron Leslie. And traveling, Liguori had it out top. Made a little shuffle of his feet. Now, State Hartwell inbound, right in front of their bench. Doug Gold's giving him a play call. He comes into Stice in the backcourt. Jack coming up the floor. Need some big points probably from Stice as well tonight for the Irish to win this ball game. Off the right side, and Lebron's pass tipped out of there by Binder into the Auburn bench. And now the Irish will inbound in front of the Auburn bench. Making headway up the floor, I guess. Freshel the trigger. Looking into the middle of the floor. Simon with it. Left side, Stice. Couldn't get away for the shot. Now he'll get the ball back over. Lemeron. Simon, left side, pulls up. 10-footer on the rim. Won't go. Rebound ends up in the hands of Winslet. Got batted around by a couple of Bulldogs. Binder up the floor to the left, working to the right. Around a defender, the Irish slap at it. Defender goes down, and a layup won't go for Wesley. Rebound brought down by Simon. Simon to Stice, 5:50 to go in the first half. 23-17 Auburn. Out to the top. Cole Taft with the ball. Freshel for three, short, no good, and Stice jumped up, tried to knock it off an Auburn player. It hits the deck, bounces high in the air. Auburn ends up with the basketball. Binder threads the needle to the middle now for Leslie. Back out to Binder, top of the key on the rim. No, Simon the rebound for the Irish. Ahead, Stice up the floor now the other way. Lemeron with it, back to Simon at the top of the key. Left side, Taft with it. Cole, the sophomore, tried to go to Simon, and the Auburn Bulldogs got in front of the pass and make the steal. Binder finds free path to the bucket and lays it up and good. He's got 12. 5 minutes to go. The lead is now 8 for Auburn, 25-17. That's the biggest lead of the ball game. Stice works to the front court, down to the right side with it. Taft looking, has a dribble out. They overplay the pass lanes. The Bulldogs, good tight defense. Stice moves up, cut off, back it goes. Lemeron, three ball, in and out, won't go. Rebound comes down on the deck to Peyton Bowden. Bowden, the Binder, left side, pulls up, top of the key. Off it goes, three-pointer short, no good by Leslie. And the rebound comes down in the hands of Brendan Lemeron. Simon, right sideline. He has not been out of the game at all. Stice for three. Buries it. Nothing at the bottom of the hole that time. Stice with his second field goal has five. And it's 25-20 Auburn. Binder to the front. Moving left. Spins into the paint. Down the lane he goes. Up off the glass. Good again. He's got a big advantage. He's a very strong player and very experienced player, and he's got one of the sophomores for the Irish guarding him, and they don't have the same size. Timeout, 27-20 Auburn, back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Sunny 101.3.
Leading State Hartwell boys game 27-20 in the second quarter, 3:52 to play. Girls game went to the Irish tonight, 52-39 the final. And a Pawnee City tonight, it was the HRS girls over Pawnee City, 66-37. Auburn breaks the huddle after they took the timeout. We've had four ties all in the first quarter, a couple of lead changes in this game. Sacred Heart basketball after Binder two-pointer. Simon to trigger against full court pressure into Freshel. Back to Simon. Joe Simon will work the ball up the floor for the Irish. Front court with the dribble. Seesaws it back and forth. Off the left side now. Stice. Stice keeps the dribble. Calling out a play. Doug Goltz and Brian Leonard on the decision. Both up. Giving directions. Simon inside, and Finder, rather Nixon McGorry, reached in, knocked it away. Irish recover. Lemeron with it on the right side. Comes over to Cole on the left side. Now to Simon. 15 feet from the basket. On the wing. Back out to Lemeron. They try to go into Simon. Fresh had a tip right back to him on the pass. Fresh looks, spins, needs help, gets it away, and out of Lemeron. Sophomore holds it back. He'll reset the offense here. Moves out to the right side to Stice. Jack Stice, senior guard for Safeguard Hart. Comes in near side. Freshel. Back it goes. Lemeron back now to Simon. Simon goes right side of the basketball. Half to Stice, left side of the circle. Looking in for Simon. He can't get free. Bounce pass down to Freshel. Knocked away there. Now Simon on the right baseline. He had it slapped away. Now recovers it. And oh, he dipped the shoulder. That's going to be a third foul on Joe Simon. And it was no doubt. There was no doubt about it. That's what happened. Simon with the offensive foul. He'll go to the bench with three fouls with 2:32 to go in quarter number two. His team down seven. Back in the game comes Cooper Canobi for Sacred Heart. Binder up the floor for the Bulldogs. Left side. Starts in, backs up. Now he's going to go on the left side. Oh, there's an offensive foul. No, they call a block. Oh, my. I don't agree with that one. But that time Matt Binder dipped his shoulder just like Simon did at the other end. Contact maybe a little more to the side than straight on, but boy, that sure looked offensive from up here where we're at. And Doug Goltz, in the official's ear, did not like that call at all. So the foul will go on Brendan Lemeron, his second. Team foul number four. Binder at the free throw line again. He'll make a living there. First one is good. He'll get another one here. And now 28-20. Free throw up and 29-20. Binder makes them both. Stice to the front court, guarded by Binder now of the Bulldogs. Comes off the left side, making the right side. Tav drives into the free throw line. Doubled up there, gets away to Freshel. He's down the lane, right side, up. Too strong off the glass. And the rebound to Nixon Liguori. Liguori with the rebound, coming up the floor. Now to Binder. Liguori, right side, moves in, and he travels with the basketball. He put his hand up as he was going by. He didn't mean to do it. He hit Canobi right in the nose as he went by. So now the Irish get the ball back with a minute 52 to go here in quarter number two. Down by nine, 29-20. Irish need some points here. Off the right side, Cole Tapp, guarded by Brenton Wenzel. Back out to Freshel. Freshel with the dribble down the right side. Looks like he's recovered from that ankle injury he had earlier in the year. He was hobbled up pretty good for a while. Taff for three, carries it from the left side. Taff with seven, that's his second long ball tonight, 29-23. Here comes Binder. Mav on the right side, looks right with the pass. Peyton Bowden inside. Nice pass underneath. And a layup going to Cameron Wesley. He's got seven. That was an excellent pass. Good job by Bowden there. Right side, 31-23. The Irish have it under a minute to go in the half. We'll have the halftime report brought to you by Highland Community College. Coming up now, we got a foul on the Bulldogs underneath there. This foul on Lance Binder, his second. Team foul number two, in the quarter. Now, Lemeron will trigger from the baseline. Liguori guards in toward the basket. Bounce pass in. Canobi, he'll hand it off now to Tapp. Tapp cross court, Stice with it. Stice drives in, leaves it off. Freshel behind the three-point line. Not really his shot. And he spun, and he lost the basketball when he made the move. The ball got out of his hand, and either he and the ball or the ball one of the two or all of them went out of bounds. Auburn ball with 40 seconds to go. They'd like to make it a double-digit lead here before the half if they can. Up the floor with an 8-point advantage right now. Binder on the left side, worked right, cut off. Gives the ball up now to Bowden. Bowden to Liguori, right side. Free throw line extended. Into the paint he goes. Finger roll right hand good. 5 for Liguori, and it is 33-23. Irish lost the ball on the inbound, got away from him. Now Stice gets it from the referee. He'll pass it in. He gets it right back. The Irish have it. Stice moving. They'll have to fire up the buzzer. It's tapped for 3 off. No good. And the rebound by Auburn, and that will end our first half. Auburn Bulldogs, 33. Fall City Cigar Irish, 23. The Irish outscored by the Bulldogs in the second quarter, 12-8. Coming up, the Highland Community College Halftime Report, HCC. Close to home yet far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. We'll be back and check the stats on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Did you know that martial arts aren't just for kids? At Heller Martial Arts, we have classes for all ages and abilities. Kickboxing is a fun and unique workout. You can learn to protect yourself and your family with our Krav Maga self-defense program. You can start either course at any time, and the first class is free. No experience is needed. Call to find out more, 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts in Fall City, 402-380-3383.
Here at Frontier Bank, providing commercial loans to community merchants is one of our primary purposes as a community bank. Throughout the years, we've helped many local businesses get started. We offer a wide range of business loan products to support your needs. Frontier Bank's goal is to help your business in every way we can. What's good for your business is good for ours. Come see us for all your business banking needs.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Fall City.
Marlin City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farmin' City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farmin' City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back here to Auburn High School once again. We're at halftime. Our score is 33-23. The Irish with the lead. Our halftime report brought to you by Highland Community College. It's close to home yet far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Our stats presented by Farm Bureau Services of Fall City and Auburn. See Jake or Tasha Armagnac. Your future, let them protect it. For the game, we had 4 ties all in the first quarter and 2 lead changes, both in the first quarter in this ball game tonight. For the Irish, leading the scoring in the first half is Cole Taft. He has 7 points, including a couple of 3-pointers. Jack Stice has 5. Brendan Lemeron has 3. Joe Simon has 4, and James Freshall has 4. The Irish are 3 out of 4 at the free throw line. For the Auburn Bulldogs in the first half, they were led by Matt Binder. He had 16 in the first half, 10 in the first quarter, 6 more in period number 2. Then it's 7 for Cameron Leslie. Brenton Wenzel has 5, and Nixon Liguori has 5. Auburn went 5 for 10 in the first quarter at the free throw line. Then they ended up 7 for 12 in the first half of the ball game here tonight. So Auburn, a little slow start at the free throw line, then getting warmed up a little bit as they go. They missed those first few, and then the Binder has made 5 in a row, actually made 6 in a row after he missed his first one. 7-12 for Auburn at the line in the first half, and the score at halftime, 33-23, Auburn with the lead. Foul trouble. Harris, Jack Stice, Brendan Lemerand, and James Crushell, two each. Joe Simon has three. For Auburn, Nixon Liguori and Lance Binder with two apiece. In the girls' game tonight, Sacred Heart got the win, 52-39, a 26-point effort tonight for the Sacred Heart senior, McKinley Schull, to lead the way. Right now, we'll take a two-minute break. We'll check the weather, then we'll hear from more of our sponsors. We'll be back with second-half action here just a few minutes on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Jim's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Den has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Den's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Meteorology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Lows dip down to about 2 above tonight under clear skies. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 26. Lows around 11 tomorrow night. Slight chance for snow. Highs around 17 Thursday with a chance of snow. 5 above, a mix of clouds and sun Friday. About an inch of snow Thursday night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
All right, thank you very much, Megan. 2 degrees right now here at the station. Our wind's light, about 5 miles an hour. We've got, looks like, mostly clear skies here on this Tuesday night. 9:05 our time, second half of Auburn Falls City Sacred Heart. Coming your way next, John Nixon returns right after this.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty. Simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Julie Sadoff, physical therapist from Johnson County Hospital. We have a wide array of professionals for your physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. Our professionals have a full circle approach, being able to assist within the hospital, the home, and outpatient clinic. Certified in lymphedema, pelvic floor, surgical and non-surgical orthopedic conditions, Parkinson's disease, dry needling, and cognitive assessments. Call us, Johnson County Hospital Therapy Department at 402-335-6400, where you'll be in the hands of the best.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back here now to Auburn High School and ready to go with the second half of tonight's boys game. Just past the top of the hour, this is Sunny 101.3, KLZA, Falls City in Auburn. Our game is brought to you by Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska, for parts, sales, and service. Also serving you from five locations in Northeast Kansas. Auburn will come out with the starters, Brenton Wendell, Cameron Oakley, Matt Binder, Peyton Bowden, and Nixon Liguori. No, that's not right. Lance Binder is going to start the second half in place of Brenton Wendell. Auburn ball. It'll be Jack Spice, Cole Tapp, Joe Simon, Brendan Lemeron, and also James Freshel for Sacred Heart. Bulldog basketball, and Binder going to take it right to the paint. And a nice wraparound pass down low and a layup for Cameron Leslie. Simon was there, but he had to let him go with the three fouls already. And now it's a 12-point lead, 35-23. Lemeron with it out in the midcourt circle, guarded by Binder. Stice on the right side, right on the sideline. Now dribbles up, gets to Simon. Simon guarded by Leslie. Into the paint, over to the left side, and now back around it goes. Taft to Freshel to Stice. Right side, now down low on the baseline on the right side is Freshel. Man-to-man defense in your face by Auburn. Pass tip, Simon recovers. Cross court, and nearly stolen by Binder, but it's going to be Taft for three off the mark, too strong. Freshel able to run down the rebound on the sideline. He gets it out to Lemeron, and his pass back is tipped away out of bounds, and it belongs to the Irish in front of their own bench. Bring the ball in to Freshel. So we come back now. The Irish with the ball. Keep moving it around inside the paint. Freshel, Lemeron fell down. He's going to have to get out of there. Freshel turns. Can't make it, but he got fouled. Foul against the Bulldogs this time. Going to be called on Cameron Leslie. His second, first foul of the third quarter. At the line, James Freshel. James, first trip to the line tonight. On the way up. And the Irish on the board again. 35-24. Second one up. Rattles won't go. 11-point Bulldog lead. Binder to the front court. Goes around a little screen. Tries to drop it off to Liguori. They miss connection. Liguori recovers. Down the right side. He fell and slipped in the paint. Feet went out from under him, and it's traveling against Auburn. Irish basketball against the full court pressure. Simon Trigger looking, and it's stolen by Binder. He tried to throw it off of Simon, who was stepped in bounds and caught it. And now the Irish get it to the front court. Stice to Freshel, lob it in to Simon. Layup on the left side, up and good. Simon's first point since quarter number one. Timeout with 6:05 to go in the third. It's a 9-point Auburn lead. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
We all know the benefits of diet and exercise. They can help you get healthy and stay healthy. We're here to care for you with the latest medicines, therapies, and technology. We offer a complete array of medical resources to treat any medical needs you may have. But a smart, healthy lifestyle is a great place to start. It's quality advice.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people, exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
This is Sunny 101.3.
To go in the third quarter. Auburn leading Sacred Heart 35-26. Auburn took the timeout. Irish basketball. Auburn basketball. Auburn ball. I'll tell up the floor. Binder on the right side. Moves to the paint. Moves the ball back to the right side with the pass. And now working it will be Binder, Lance Binder. Now he'll give it up there for Ty Hammer and Leslie. Back to the top to Lance Binder. Dribbles down low, and he's going to get there. He'll go to Matt Binder. Left side, down the lane, and a foul. Simon reached in as Binder elevated. He got him across the wrist, and that's going to be number four on Joe Simon. One thing we said the Irish can't have is Simon in foul trouble, and he's now got four, and there's still 5:34 to play in the third quarter. Binder at the line again. He's made three, four, five, six in a row. Came up empty there, and I'll have one more. Into the game for the Irish, Cooper Canabi. Simon sits down, and Binder will try to start a new streak of free throws here. 36-26, Auburn leads. Stice up the floor on the right side, now out to Taft. Taft, dribbling, out of the sideline, now to the middle of the floor, cross-court to Lemeron. Lemeron moving up, guarded by Liguori. Lemeron at 5'9", Liguori at 6'3". Taft for three, left corner, buries it, left-hander up and good. Taft and double figures with 10 for the Irish. 36-29, and the Bulldogs lead at the other end. Layup, nope, go for Leslie. He got loose in there. The ball got slapped around on the rebound, out of bounds off of the Bulldogs. So now it is Irish ball. Coach Kim Weeks will bring him back into the ball game now. Peyton Bowden. Full court pressure on the inbound, and now up the floor. And carrying the basketball is Sacred Heart. Taft came up the floor, tried to make a move, and turned the ball over. We used to call that palming. I guess now you call it traveling. I don't know what you call it now. I'm going to say the palming. I know what that one means. And now out top, Auburn with the basketball with it. Brenton Wenzel. Wenzel holding it, looks down low, and Nixon Liguori backing in on Freshel. Turns, spins to the right, up off the glass, and good. Seven for Nixon Liguori makes it 38-29. Auburn up by nine again. Stice up the floor. Pushes the pass, toward right side to Taft, back out top, Freshel, down the lane, pulls up, 12-footer, got it. 7 points for James Freshel, it's 38-31, the lead down to seven. Right side in the corner, Lance Binder, back out to the top, now to Wenzel. Over left side, Peyton Bowden. Cross court, Lance Binder, beyond the three-point line. Out to Matt Binder, moves up the floor, into the paint, spins, down the lane he goes, off the glass for two. He's got 19 in the game now, and the lead is 9, 40-31. Stice to the front court. Over left side, Freshel. Starts to move back, turns, back out top. Lemeron, three ball. Nothing but the bottom of the hole for the sophomore. Lemeron's got his second long one of the night. 40-34, the lead down to six. 3:23 to go in the third. At the other end, Binder for the answer. Got it on the right side. At the elbow, Binder now with 22. The Irish keep close, and he says, that's close enough. Now the lead is nine again. Stice up the floor, passes a tap on the right side. Back to Wimmeron. Brushel looking. He'll dribble it. He'll spin in. He'll leave it for Taft. Cole with 2:50 to play in the third. Back near the midcourt circle, left side Stice. Stice with 5 in the ball game. Spins in, pushing in. Turns, now out it goes. Taft thought about it, didn't. He'll go down the lane, and now he'll throw it up over a defender and got poked in the eye, I think. Got fouled. And will go to the line. Shoot a pair. Came up, maybe holding his nose, revive one of the two, can't tell which. Foul will be on Brenton Wenzel, his second foul of the quarter on the Bulldogs, 4 on the Irish. Free throw on the way up and good for Cole Taft. He's got 11 now in the ball game. 43-35. Auburn leading by 8. Second one up. Second one good. 43-36. State Hart standing in striking distance. Timeout. 2:36 to go in the third. Back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Calling all ranchers and livestock owners. Safeguard your herd with livestock risk protection insurance. Protect your investment against market volatility and unexpected losses. Whether you raise cattle or pigs, ensure your livelihood with coverage tailored to your needs. Don't leave your profits to chance. Secure your future in the barn and the market. Livestock Risk Protection, because your animals and your bottom line deserve the best defense. Call SBS Insurance now to fence in your financial security.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back here to Auburn. The Bulldogs have the basketball. Coming up the floor into the paint, Binder passes off down low to Liguori. Steps in, kind of tripped a little bit, but he was able to get the shot away over the front edge for two more. 45-36, our score. To the front, Freshel with a basketball. James backing in. Double team by Binder. Now gets the ball away to Taft. Taft out near midcourt, cross court to Lemeron. Lemeron moving the right side all the way to the baseline. Spins out, double team. Pass out to Freshel. He's going to head for the hole. Throws it up, and front edge won't go. Rebound to Binder. Matt Binder up the floor for the Bulldogs, leading the way with 22 points in the game. Now Liguori has it. He finds his way to the hole, and he just ran over. Lemeron stood in there and took it. Liguori with his third foul of the game, third of the quarter on the Bulldogs. 1:42 left in this third period. Simon on the bench with 4 fouls for Sacred Heart. Welcome all those watching on the Auburn Strive channel. Coming up the floor now, Taft with it, guarded by Binder over to Lemeron. Lemeron had it knocked away, recovers. Keeps the dribble in the backcourt. Good defense there by Lance Binder. And now it goes to Fresh. They're having trouble handling the ball underneath to Kanabi and getting a hand on it, tipping it away. It was Liguori. Binder will come up with the ball, and he'll bring it to the front with 1:10 to play in the third quarter. Binder down the lane, all the way to the hole, up and good. He's got 24. He's fast, he's quick, and he's strong, and he knows how to use the glass. 47-36, Auburn. Over to Freshel on the left side, back to Lemeron. Lemeron backing up, now moving in. Reverses again, backing up, retreating a little bit. And now they go to Cooper Kanabi, and Cooper out on the right side, stepped on the sideline, out of bounds with 44 seconds to go in the third. An 11-point Bulldog lead. Mav Binder to the front. Right side, moving left on Kanabi. Bullet pass underneath, and a 2-point layup for Lance Binder. His first 2 of the night. 49-36, 13-point lead, the biggest of the ball game. Through the front court, Stice, 11 seconds, he gets 16 seconds. Again, we can't see the score clock time up there due to the basket. All right, Stice still with the ball. Now off to Lemron. Ball, high arcing three-pointer. Off the backboard, no good. Binder ahead, and a two-pointer for Peyton Bowden. The buzzer won't go. 49-36, Auburn leads after three over Sacred Heart. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
Sunny 101.3.
49-36, the Auburn Bulldog boys leading the Sacred Heart boys here tonight at Auburn High School after three periods of play. It's going to be Irish basketball to start this fourth quarter. Simon re-enters the game for the Irish with four fouls. Up the floor, Lemeron gets the ball away to Simon. Goes in, ball knocked loose. Preschel recovers, shoots, and scores from 16 feet. Preschel with the bucket, makes it 49-38. 13-point lead has been the biggest of the ball game for the Bulldogs. Now there's a long three ball at the other end. Up no good by Brenton Wenzel. Simon with the rebound for the Irish. Outlet on the left side and Stice. Been quiet here in the second half. And a three-pointer up and good. Just as I say that, he makes it 49-41. It's now an eight-point ball game. Now underneath, Nab Binder up. And no good. Rebound brought down by Leslie. And he's called for traveling. Got steps in there. A lot of bodies underneath that hoop that time. So the Irish get it back. Down eight with 7:02 to go. Preschel working the ball up the floor. Gives the ball off now to Lemeron. He'll work it around to Simon on the left side. Joe, free throw line in the circle. Need picked up his dribble. Goes to Stice. The Irish could use him getting a hot hand for sure. But whenever the Irish get close, it seems like Matt Binder has an answer or two. Stice working the dribble against Binder. Over to Freshel, back to Simon, top of the key. Thought about it for just a second, didn't do it. Very deliberate offense here by the Irish. Back and up into the free midcourt circle. Tap. Simon out to Stice. Three ball left side. Got it again. 11 for Stice, and it's now 49-44. The lead is 5. The 6:06 mark. To the front court we go. This is the closest the Irish have been in a long time since the first half. Liguori left side and moved down to the baseline, backing in, and he gets the layup as he pumped into Preschel, knocked him out of the way, and Liguori's in double figures with 11. 51-44. To the front, Stice went to hand forward to Taft, and a whistle and a foul on the Bulldogs. Nav Binder called for the foul. That will be his first foul of the ball game. First foul of quarter number four. Taft into Simon between the circles. Simon fakes the handoff and now gives it back. Stice for three, right side. Too strong. And rebound comes out long and the carom grab by Cameron Leslie. Leslie to Matt Binder working the right side. Pulls up, bounce pass down low to Leslie. Leslie got loose and Simon with the four fouls had to let him go. Good thinking. on the part of the Bulldogs. 53-44 now. Lead back up to 9. Simon had it stripped loose by Cameron Leslie, who picks up his third foul. Second of the quarter on the Bulldogs here. Irish ball over here, about 30 feet off the baseline. Triggerman is tapped, goes to Simon, right side wing, dribbles out to the top. Down by 9, the 5-minute mark for the Irish. Freshel behind the back, looks, leaves it for Simon. Simon back and goes the lever on to Freshel. The Irish have about 3 guys comfortable shooting the 3. Freshel's pass tipped away, intended for Simon, and then Freshel going back in, gets called for the foul, his 3rd. He picked up 2 in the first quarter. That's the first one since. He's done a good job staying out of foul trouble. 4:44 to go. A 9-point Auburn lead, looking to jump it up to double digits this trip. Mab Binder, left side, guarded by Taft, goes around him to the bucket, and a reach-in foul on Taft, I believe, that he stripped into the ball as he went around. Number 3, foul number 3. Taft got his first of the ball game, team foul number 2. Binder back of the line, 24 points in the game. Free throw up, make it 25, and the lead is 10, 54-24. 4:32 left. Second free throw on the way up, and good again. Binder makes them both. It's 55-44. Bring the ball in to Lemeron. Lemeron to Simon between the circles with the dribble off the Freshel. Freshel free throw circle, backing in. Turnaround jumper, in and out, no, and rebound to Brent Wenzel. Wenzel to Mav Binder, and he'll work the ball up the floor with 4:12 to play. Binder on the right side with it, leaves the ball back in the middle of the floor for Peyton Bowden. Now off to Wenzel again. Give the ball for Leslie. Leslie trying to get it away, and now does to Liguori. Liguori with the dribble, nobody guarding him up. Now they pick him up again. He bounces in, drops the shoulder into Freshel to Binder. Now back to Liguori, left side of the key. Drives down, elevates, and a little six-footer up and good. 57-44, 13 again is the lead, matching the biggest lead of the night for the Bulldogs. 3.5 to play. Stice made a couple of threes here early in the period. Now a lob into Simon at the free throw line. Backing in, double team, spins, and he got fouled. Foul on Brenton Wenzel for a reach in, his 3rd. 3rd foul of the quarter. Sacred Heart will trigger from the baseline, and it'll be Jack Stice. Bring it in. Simon makes the catch in the corner. Holding it. Looks. Bounce pass down. Stice backing out. Elevates for 3 on the rim. 2 hops on the rim. Won't go. Went up and it hit the support. Hit that strap a bit, so it's going to be Bulldog basketball. 3:08 left. Doug Goltz wants to talk it over. Timeout Irish down by 13 to the Bulldogs. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanics. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3.
57-44, Auburn Bulldog boys leading the Irish here with 3:08 to go. The Irish girls got the win tonight over Auburn, 52-39, their 12th win of the year against 2 losses. Auburn boys looking to stay perfect, number 1 ranked in C1 this week. They are 10-0 on the year, looking for win number 11 on the season here tonight. Bulldogs will be inbounding up by 13. Get it into Liguori. Double team, trap, gets away to Matt Biner. Now ahead up the floor to Peyton Bowden. Ahead to Wenzel. Back it goes to Liguori and now to Biner. Matt Biner will hold the ball and dribble out top on the right side. He'll go by Stice. He'll go all the way to the hole and lay it up. And again, Simon just has to let him go. 28 now for Biner. 59-44. Simon in the paint. Leaves it off for Freshel. Freshel back to Simon. Low. Dip the shoulder in. Missed the shot. Rebound grabbed up by Cameron Leslie. Cameron off to Matt Biner and the senior for the Bulldogs down the lane. Floats it up. Flips it in the air. And did he get fouled? He did. By who? Foul is called on Jack Stice, his third. Third on the Irish here in the fourth quarter. Inbounded to Matt Biner again. Out near midcourt. Working against Stice. They clear out the right side for him. He goes into the paint. Takes the ball to the left corner to Peyton Bowden. He'll dribble back out toward midcourt. And the Bulldogs will reset the offense now to Leslie. Leslie to Wenzel. Free throw circle. Stops. Gets it to Cam Biner. Matt Biner. Excuse me. That's close. There's only a brother off. Take it the other way. Wenzel down the lane. And Simon rejects his shot. Loose ball picked up by Freshel. 1:48 to go. Stice for three. Left side. No. Rebound to Cam. Did it again. Matt Biner. Excuse me. Keep looking up at Cameron Leslie. They're right together on my scorecard, and I keep messing them up. Matt Biner throws it underneath, trying to hit Peyton Bowden in the pass behind him. Out of bounds it goes. A minute and a half to go in this one. The lead to Auburn, 59-44, 15 points, the biggest lead of the night. Dribble drive by Lemeron into the paint. Got double-teamed out to Simon. Thought about it, didn't take it. Freshel from 15, no. Rebound off of Auburn. Oh, off the Irish. Okay. He was closer than I am. So it'll be Bulldog basketball with a minute 14 to go in the ball game. So some subs coming in for Auburn here into the ball game. Comes Grant Galicia, Jr. Also in for the Bulldogs. I wish I could read his number. 30, okay. That's London Krause, 6'2 junior. Krause, probably, excuse me. Take the ball in for the Irish to Freshel. Work on the left side. Turnaround jumper up. Good. 11 for James Freshel. 59-46. Time for Sage Hart with 66 seconds to go. And back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair wants to remind you that January is National Blood Donor Month and wants to recognize the 3% of the U.S. population that donates blood each year. A blood transfusion occurs every 2 seconds in America, and a single donation can save multiple lives. The staff at Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair encourages those that are able to donate and help save a life. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair at Falls City will keep your equipment running. 402-245-2908.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Auburn ball. Cooper Canabi into the game for the Irish now. And Auburn will trigger it in. Comes in to Peyton Bowden, and he is fouled immediately. With a minute 5 to go, and the Irish down by 13. Foul called on Cole Taft. That's only the fourth foul of the quarter on Sagan Hart. I got to do it again. Well, the Irish probably won't come back from 13 points down, a minute five to go. But it's pretty good practice for similar situation down the line. Ball comes to the backcourt, and Jack Stice commits his fourth foul. And now it's two free throws. Unfortunately, they fouled Matt Binder. 26, 28 points. Looking for 30 here if he can make a pair. Up. Good. Getting 29. That's Tenham at the free throw line. 60-46. And the free throw good again. 61-46. The Binder makes them both. Stice to the front. Guarded by Binder. And Binder able to swipe it away as Stice lost the handle on the dribble. Binder to the front court, and the Irish are not, don't think, yeah, they are going to foul. Russell commits the foul, his fourth, and once again, he's going to put Binder in the free throw line. All right, we'll line them up. Make it 12 free throws now for Binder. 31 points the ball game. Auburn brings in Hudson Emshaw, a 6'3 junior, in place of Nixon Legree, leads with 13 points on the night. Coach Jim Weeks bringing more players in. Binder makes another one. He'll lead with 32 points on the night. He made 13 free throws out of 15 tries. 43 seconds to go. Inside to Simon. Layup is good. He gets the drop step and gets away from the defense. 8 points now for Simon. And the ball is batted out of bounds by the Irish senior with 32 seconds to go. All right. Simon sits down. Russell sits down. Into the game again. Kyle Sipple for the Irish. Kanabi back into the ball game again. And another Irish foul. They're bound and determined not to let this thing in. Foul, I believe, on Taft again. That'll be his third. And we'll walk down the other end and shoot a couple free throws. Let's see who's at the line here. For the Bulldogs, it's good. That free throw by Creighton Keeling. His first point of the night. 64-48 now. And that one won't go. Freshel the rebound up the floor. Ahead to Taft. Taft moving in and out to Freshel for three. No good. Rebound to the Bulldogs. And coming down to the board, Creighton Keeling. He'll come to the front court. 10 seconds to go. And Lemeron keeps after him. And he finally got a turnover committed. They slipped down to the ground. And Creighton Keeling ended up with his hand on the ball and his leg out of bounds. So Irish get one more possession. They'll lob it into Simon. He'll make the catch. And he is fouled from behind. Foul will be on Brady Jenneret, who just checked in there. And Joe Simon to the line to shoot two. He's 2 for 2 at the line, has 8 points in the ball game. 5.8 seconds to go. The free throw is up, in and out, no good. He'll get one more. Second one up, in and out, no good. Rebound, Hudson Emshoff, and that's going to be the final. Auburn, 64, Sig Hart, 48, 64-48, your final score. The Bulldogs pick up their 11th win of the year. We'll come back and give you a wrap-up on the game. The stat summary brought to you by Farm Bureau Service of Fall City and Auburn. We'll do that after this 1 minute timeout.
A woman's body goes through many changes from preteen years through the later years of life. We have access to specialists who can help any woman of any age regain and maintain her health. Our experienced, compassionate staff will take time to learn who you are and what your goals and needs are. We're putting more care in women's health care.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people, exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Auburn wins it 64-48 over Safe and Hart tonight. Our stat summary brought to you by Farm Bureau Service of Policy in Auburn. See Jay Kertosh, Arm Connect, your future. Let them protect it. Scoring in the ballgame tonight for the Sacred Heart Irish. They are led by Cole Taft, who had a dozen in the ballgame tonight. That included 3 3-pointers. Jack Seitz had 11. He also made 3 long ones. 11 for James Freshel tonight. 8 for Joe Simon. And 6 in the ballgame for Brendan Lemeron tonight for Sacred Heart. Now 7-6 on the year. For Auburn tonight, they get 32 points from Matt Binder tonight. That included 13 out of 15 at the free throw line. It was 13 for Nixon Liguori tonight, 5 for Brenton Winsley, 11 for Cameron Leslie, 2 more for Lance Binder, and 1 for Creighton Keeling. After going 5 for 10 at the line in the first quarter, Auburn shot well the final 3 quarters. They ended up 15 out of 22 at the free throw line in tonight's game. Auburn now 11-0 on the year. For the girls' game, Sacred Heart wins it 52-39 the final as McKinley Shull poured in 26 points and Jennifer Lechtenberg 16 for the Irish. Leading the way for Auburn, Sydney Binder with 14 and Addie Maddox had 10. Well, that's going to wrap it up from here tonight. Again, our stats center brought to you by Farm Bureau Service of Falls City and Auburn. See Jake or Tosh Arm Connect for your needs. More basketball coming up Friday night. Around the area, we'll have more basketball for you. So tune in. We'll have basketball through the rest of the winter here as we get ready for the home stretch and headed for the state tournament coming up here before too long. That's going to wrap it up tonight for us, our studio engineer, Seth Collison. I'm John Nixon saying good night, everybody.
Thanks for joining us here on Sunny 101.3 for today's coverage of high school basketball. Remember, for complete up-to-date scores, standings, and results, log on to mscsports.net. Join us next time for high school basketball right here on Sunny 101.3.